Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, pleasure to be with you tonight. We are in the press box here on Deering Road, and the marching band on the sideline just getting ready to take the field as we get ready for this Interstate 8 matchup between the Northwest Mounties and the home field, Western Panthers. Brian, beautiful weather tonight. We've got about 79 degrees here, and a perfect night for some football.
Oh, man, perfect night. The fans are out. I'm seeing all kinds of young Panther fans running around here in their Panther gear. Probably 50 young cheerleaders out there. And rivalry game, does it get any better, Steve?
I don't think it does. You know, this one matters no matter what the records are, no matter what. It's early in the season. This game, they just want, everybody wants to win tonight because you want to have those bragging rights for another year. And Western's had those bragging rights now for five straight years. Five-game win streak here against Northwest, including a win last season, 24-7. Of course, Western had an historic season last year, going to the regional and losing to Zeeland East in a game that we did in the freezing cold. It's almost odd to picture the kind of weather we had for that game when we've got such beautiful weather tonight. But Western is on a run. Programs trending upward, and it looks like they're maybe in for another good season after a win last week. Excuse me, a loss to Lumen, but a close loss. 7-7 at halftime. They lose 22-7, but that's kind of a score that caught a lot of people by surprise.
Yeah, and then you have Northwest coming in here off their first conference win in how many years, did you say?
It's their first conference win in, you know what, did I count it back to 2013? Was the last time they won in their league, and that was when it was still the Capital Area Activities Conference, and the team that they beat, Western Panthers. So now they get their first win against BC Penfield a week ago. They're looking to make it two in a row, and they're officially be their first win in the Interstate 8 Conference.
Yeah, so you know they're coming in with a little swag themselves. This should be a beauty tonight.
Yeah, I think they're going to be this, and the Northwest program is one that's on the rise. They got the new head coach. Grabowskis, I didn't want to say his name wrong. And we're trying to get this program going in the right direction. I think they got a brand new field over there at Northwest, so they're going to want to defend that home field. Today they're on the road in a familiar place, just up the road, so you know both stands are going to be packed, and it's going to be a loud one, and it's going to be a good one. We better take 3 minutes right now here on the pregame, and we'll come back and get things started for the game. Western Panthers and Northwest Mounties on K105.3, the Football Frenzy.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes with you on the pregame here for Western and Northwest, getting set to clash here in the Interstate 8. Northwest comes in 1-1 after an opening week loss, but a win a week ago against Battle Creek Penfield, and they were in that game week one. They were one of those lightning postponements, and they kind of, I think they ended up with a close loss to Eaton Rapids. But this is a Northwest team that's playing well. I like the way they do things on offense. In the last couple years, we've seen them. I like the way their offense works, and if they have the right players to execute, they could be pretty exciting on offense. Meanwhile, Western 1-1 also, but they're 0-1 in the league after that loss to Lumen Christie. But again, we mentioned it was a close one, and it was a fun one. It sounded like anyway, and maybe Western licking a few wounds coming off of that game.
Yeah. Well, you know, Steve, you and I both seen enough high school sports to know that your attitude and how you feel goes a long way in the outcome of the game. And, you know, now we're looking at a Northwest team like sat off their first conference win, feeling pretty good, and maybe not as intimidated as perhaps the last few years coming into games.
So. Precisely. Well, Western will kick off, moving right to left. Northwest back to return. And they send Roy Guy deep. Kick is up, end over end. Fielder right at the 15 on a full sprint. Gets into the line, dodges a tackler, but he's going to go to the ground. Kind of left his feet to get a spin move, and that limits how much you can do after you land. And he gets to about the 31, and that's where Northwest will start possession here in our game. First quarter brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. They open drains, others can't. And we are ready to go. Northwest lines up out of a shotgun formation, and it is Isaiah Grabowskis in the shotgun, joining the backfield, and does hand off to Baylor Kearns, and they string him out. He tries to go left side. Western able to pull him down for at least no gain, maybe even lost a, he lost about 2 inches from here, looks like, Brian.
Good eye, Steve.
Pretty close to the original line of scrimmage, second down at 10 for Northwest. And they go with 4 wideouts. Left wing in motion, fakes the sweep, and Grabowskis keeps it up the left side. He's got a little room there. Gets about 6 yards before he's brought down. And on the play, Julius Adams with the tackle. Isaiah Grabowskis with the carry, and it's third down. And I will call it 5 yards.
Yeah, pretty good ball handling there by the quarterback. Kind of had me faked out a little bit on that fake jet sweep.
They spread it out again this time. 3 wideouts, 2 split right for Grabowskis. Takes the snap, rolling out right, looking to throw, gets it out into the flat, and it's beyond the hands of the intended receiver, Anthony Cole. Anthony Cole, our ESPN 101.9 FM prep athlete of the week this week, and kind of described as a utility guy. He does everything they need him to do. He's, in this play, he's a wide out defense he's going to play. You'll see him all over the field, and he's an important player for Northwest. And that'll bring up 4th down and about 5, and the Northwest punt unit comes out. And the Panthers send Julius Adams back to return.
The punter, not Roy guy, huh? I remember Ray guy for the Oakland Raiders. I would think that might be their punter, but
the punt does go out of bounds. And look for the spot. And they'll put it right on the 35-yard line. Western will take over. 1st and 10. And we'll get our first look this year for me at Tyler Pape, their talented quarterback committed to Central Michigan.
Yeah, you know, anytime you get around Jackson County and you get to see a D1 athlete, especially a D1 skill position player,
yeah,
you know that you're in for a treat.
And you know, he's got measurables. He's about 6'4". You know, he's got a quarterback build back there, and they'll look to him to lead them down the field here with 3 wideouts out of a shotgun for Pape. And hands off on 1st down to Raskowski. He's got some room. Goes about 11 yards before he's touched. First guy does bring him down, but that'll move the chains. 1st and 10. Andrew Green, I have on the carry.
And Jacob
Cook. Oh, no, I flipped it over. I'm sorry. Landon Raskowski was right in the first
time. Well, Jacob Cook there on the tackle, and I tell you what, he took out his feet. If he doesn't get him, that might be 6.
You're right. He had, and like I said, that he goes 11 yards untouched before that guy gets to him. Raskowski in the backfield again with Pape. 3 wide receivers. And fakes the jet sweep. Rolling back. Time to throw. Looking downfield. He's got a man across the middle. Caught! Takes him down to the ground. Move the chains again. That's about 15 yards through the air. And a 1st and 10 for the Panthers. Levi Faldi on the reception.
You know, that throw right there is exactly what I would expect to see from somebody that's going to play D1 football. That was a nice high school pass.
In motion is Bloomfield, and they give it to him on the jet sweep. Comes around. He's going to get about 5 yards on the 1st down play, maybe even 6, with a generous spot. Fair spot, right about 5 at the 30-yard line. And 2nd down and about 5.5 for the Panthers. And the offense is clicking right now for Western at home.
Tough run there, too. Dominic Luwagi for Northwest just hanging on, trying his best to drag him down, but he pulled him for a couple extra yards.
Kind of a pro formation here, though, out of the shotgun for Pape. And the handoff is to Raskowski, and he splits the hole, and he's into the second level immediately. Well blocked, and Raskowski's able to burst through the hole and get another 1st down. Down to the 15-yard line, right? Just ran right off the guard and just slammed in there. No, what I like about his running style, Raskowski, and I've seen it, you know, a year ago, or the times that we've seen him, no moves in the backfield. He's hitting the hole. He's smacking
north
downhill,
and south.
Running. Yeah.
No.
And that'll get you far, well, especially when you got a hole like he had right there. This big Western line is looking good. They throw to the corner now and went up to get it. We get a whistle. he didn't hit him before. There was no contact before the ball got there, but he didn't turn to look. I don't know if they can call it, you know, screening. Is that still a penalty?
Yeah, you know, I thought he kind of got his head around there at the last second and made a nice play on the ball, but I'm sure the Northwest fans would agree with me, but it doesn't really matter what I think or they think. The officials thought otherwise. So
they do call pass interference, but I didn't think there was contact before the ball got there. It looked like he went up to jump, and the defender got his hands in and knocked it loose. It was the ball a little bit underthrown from where they would have wanted it to be ideally, but they'll get 15 yards, first and goal for the Panthers. And Pape hands off, and great job by the Northwest defense, the penetration in the backfield, pulling down for a loss. And Kearns in on the play.
Baylor Kearns and Kenny Nastali both in the backfield as he was getting the ball.
So second and goal, but move them back to about the 11-yard line. Western's first time taking a loss in the game thus far. 8:30 to go, first quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. Pape out of the shotgun. Raskowski still the back. And QB keep on the play, and he's brought down for maybe a yard, but we'll get a flag in at the end of the play, and it might be where I'd expect it to be, a hole. Good job tackling to pull down Pape. He's a big physical quarterback, and it's going to be a hold against Western, so move him back again.
Yeah, two straight plays where Kenny Nastali in the Panther backfield making a nice defensive play early.
So we'll move it back to the 23-yard line. And second down. They've got the first down marker at the 5, so we're second down in about 19.
And as a fan, this is kind of what I want to see. I want to see Western being in Tyler Pape playing range. And second and long, I definitely expect him to be letting it loose here.
And he's in the shotgun. Takes the snap, back to pass, looking left, and he goes to that slant route to the corner, and he's got it! Dropped it right into the breadbasket. Caught by Landon French for the touchdown, and Western with 6 on their first possession.
Right on cue.
It almost looked like Landon French had kind of slowed up a little too much early, but then he turned the burners on, and it was right where he needed it to be. Caught it over the shoulder on that fly route right there to the corner. And he just set it in there nicely. Good touch.
What a nice fingertip catch, though, too.
Yeah. Hold is down, the kick is through, and it's 6-0 Panthers, 7-0 Panthers in the first quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain on the K105.3 Football Frenzy. We're back in 30 seconds.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 7-0. With 7:52 to go first quarter, Western offense with a couple setbacks there that looks like it might make it difficult to score, but they get a big pass play out of their big quarterback. And on the kickoff, that's going to go into the end zone and will be a touchback. Northwest will take possession and see if they can get a little something going here on their second possession. First possession, they kind of came away with just a little gain on a QB keep, and everything else was ineffective.
That was a good boot there. You don't see many high school kids just banging it into the end zone like that. In fact, in our first 2 weeks, we've seen some struggles in the kicking game.
Yeah.
Kicking and punting, so.
Football on the 20-yard line for Northwest. In motion is Anthony Cole. They'll pass it out to him on the wheel route. He's going to see it go just beyond his outstretched fingers. But maybe for the best, because there were Western Panthers ready to bring him down if he caught it. He might have lost a couple on that play. Instead, it's second down and 10.
Yeah, he got a little alligator arm there, I feel. Yeah. He heard footsteps coming. He wasn't sure if it was going to be worth the one-yard gain to reach out and take a rib shot.
Grabowskis in the shotgun now. And this time he's going to give. And has to dodge a couple tacklers, but really doesn't get much more than the original line of scrimmage on the carry is Cairns.
The old big Michael, Big Mac, Michael McEninch in on the tackle. Got to talk to him earlier yesterday and have some good information on Mike I'll share throughout the broadcast.
Little spotlight action here for my co-host. Third and 10. Rolling out is Grabowski's got Cole out in the flat. He's got a little room to run. Takes it up the sideline. Got it close to that 30-yard line. And depending on the spot, that could be a first down. And they do move the chains. There's a first and 10 for Northwest. And they go to their do-everything offensive player, Anthony Cole. He's been targeted a few times already. That time he makes good. And really, that was a good run after catch because they could have brought him down and kept him short of the stick, but he got out to that first down marker.
Yeah, it's almost as if Western was giving him a little cushion, thinking, well, we'll just get him before he gets to the sticks, but maybe a little too much cushion.
Yeah, he slid right around him, got the first down, and now Northwest will hand off to Kearns. This time he dodges a tackler there, gets a little room, and he falls forward at the end of the play. Gets about 6 yards on the carry. Nice little run for Northwest. And what you see there, Brian, and I'll be a little critical here because Kearns didn't take that initial hole. He went a different way. Different than Raskowski, and Raskowski's been able to be a little more effective so far. If he slams that hole right away, he had a couple, and credit to the Northwest offensive line because he did have a couple of running lanes to utilize there. This time the fake is to Cole, kept by Grabowskis, and he's going to be near that first down marker again. I think he got past it, and they'll move it down. Another first and 10 for Northwest, and a nice QB option, and he keeps it. That kind of zone option read, and this is Brennan Toffett. No, who do we have in that running back? Anthony Hale.
At Northwest kind of going in a little mini hurry up right now, and this is a big drive, and I know it's early in the game, but you know, Western just marched down the field seemingly pretty easy. If you're Northwest, you want to kind of keep their offense off the field and maybe have a nice little sustained drive here.
And maybe even answer. Back to pass, and an open man in the middle. Nice catch and run after three defenders chasing him. He is going to get the first down, caught 13 yards, and another nice play by the Northwest offense. And Grabowski is showing off his throwing arm right there with a bullet right into the middle where an open receiver was waiting. On the play, Connor Rahm with the catch.
Landon French was one of many Panthers in on the tackle, which maybe might lead us to tonight is what do you call a group of Panthers?
Once again, that's a very solitary animal. 5:48 to go first quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain. And another zone read and a keep by Grabowskis, and he's going to get about 7 on the carry. This offense, like you said, hurrying it up, keeping him on the field. It almost feels like Western is a little bit on their heels right now.
Definitely so.
Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning, our sponsor here in the first quarter. They open drains, others can't. And right now, I'm trying to think of a drain segue here for Northwest, and nothing came to me. Open drains all over the place for this Northwest running game. That kind of was it. Trip receivers right now for Grabowskis out of the shotgun. Low snap, but he picks it up. Able to get past the defense, and a nice tackle to keep him from getting to the first down marker. And we'll have to credit Anthony Cole on that. I didn't even see him behind the big line, but he was there to grab and hold on. I said Anthony Cole, but he was in on the play. Did we get the tackler from Western?
Looked like that was Toby Tyler.
Yeah, so he just held on. I couldn't even see him.
Now the Panther D-line kind of holding their pants, looking a little drained.
Yeah.
Drained.
Another low snap, and this time Grabowskis has to go to the ground, and the Panthers are in there, but we get a false start against Northwest.
One of those penalties when you're a Northwest fan, you're kind of happy that it happened because you were going to lose 5 yards anyway, and this saves you a down.
And they whistled it dead before the play got underway, so they can't decline it.
You know, I made what I feel is kind of a solid drain pun joke. But in reality, too, you look out at Northwest line, they do have some big boys.
They do
look like they have some size that could wear Western down a little.
Third down and call it 8 yards right now for the the Mounties from the Western 43-yard line. Back to passes. Grabowski's looking right side. He's got a man caught, and he's got the first down. He took a smack, but he held on. Nice job by Connor Robb out there, and a great pass again. Grabowski's put it right where it needed to be, and Robb has a first down for the Mountains.
Great hands there because James Bloomfield laid a good lick on him and managed to hang on.
And I think it was Ahmad Rashad who said it. You think you could be a receiver in the NFL, but try catching a football while someone hits you with a baseball bat, and then you'll know if you have that skill. He had that skill, Connor Rahm, right there. And now on first and 10, it's the Western defense that gets another zone read. Grabowski keeps, and it might have been the wrong choice on that one because he's going to lose about 5 on the play.
I'm still just kind of pumped up to hear the Ahmad Rashad reference as well as we had a Ray Guy reference. Apparently we're just going to name some good 80s NFL players tonight.
And to be fair, I don't recall Ahmad Rashad's playing career. He was on NBA Inside Stuff. That's how I knew Ahmad Rashad.
That's when you know you're a little young. Minnesota Viking great.
Shotgun here for Grabowski. Another low snap, and he's running for his life, and he's not going to get away. Takes the low snap, trying to escape to the left side, and pursued and tackled. Big sack here by the Panthers, and that's going to be third down about 25 now for Northwest.
Yeah, I'd like to give credit to 62 there, but on my program, I don't have a number 62.
We'll see what we can figure out on that one.
We'll find that out because that was a nice play. I tell you what, Northwest center quarterback exchange better get figured out because they cannot afford these low snaps and having plays start out 2 seconds behind.
Yeah, the offense was clicking, and now it's been those low snaps that really held them back. And a rush coming off the edge. Back to pass to Boskis, and he just looks up, and there is a man in his face. And on the tackle, Wyatt Heavey. And a big stick, and that's going to end the Northwest drive. Fourth down, they'll have to punt. Push them all the way back to the 45-yard line. Their original line of scrimmage was the 25.
Wyatt Heavey was in there faster than you moved to the complimentary pizza table, which was quite fast.
1:36 to go first quarter. The punt's away, and that one's going to glide and bounce on the sideline before it goes out. Put Western at about the 17-yard line. He's going to walk it all the way up to the 20. And that's where they'll take over. First and 10 from their 20. With a minute and a half to go first quarter, 7-0 Western Panther lead. Our first period brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
Man, when you're the underdog a little bit like Northwest probably is, and you have a nice drive being sustained, and then it's those negative plays. You know, we saw 2 bad snaps, a false start. They just can't afford to make those mistakes.
Yeah, just killed the drive killer right there. On one hand, though, they do flip the field position a little bit here, and they're going to make Western work with a long field to score again and kept the offense off the field for a little bit of time. Pape goes right to the air. He's got a man with a step, and he's got the catch up the left pass mark on the run. And that is Landon French on the reception. Just no trickery. He ran the route. The throw was on the button, and French never had to break stride. They're lucky they stopped him short of the goal line. So starting the drive on the 20 in their own territory, their second play of the drive takes place from the 37 in Northwest territory. Big play. Big connection, Pape to French. Pape hands off to Raskowski on first down. He's weaving through. Patient running there by Raskowski. Used the blocks well. Doesn't get a huge run, but it's still positive yards. You get about 4 on first down, 2nd and 6. And you got to make them. What this does is it makes the defense respect that run game so they can't just, you know, they can't retreat and just try to stop Pape's arm.
Yeah, you have a D1 quarterback, but then you get to give the ball to Raskowski with a big line in front of him. It's definitely balanced.
French in motion, takes the jet sweep, turns it upfield. He's got the first down marker, and then some up the sideline to the 10, brought down. Landon Brett showing the wheels. And this offense for Western just clicking on all cylinders right now.
Yeah, you talk about Northwest punt flipping the field, but I feel like if you're Western, getting the field flipped on you just means more stats. just longer stats.
So with 25.9 to go first quarter, Western threatening again from the Northwest 10-yard line with Pape in the shotgun, Raskowski in the backfield. Keep your eye out for Landon French. Looks like he might be out of the game. And a botch snap there, and Western's going to lose a little bit of yardage. Second down, push them back to, they got them all the way back to the 17-yard line.
Which this is almost identical to the previous drive when we saw.
It's going to run out time on our first quarter, but yeah, they got down inside. They had a couple penalties and losses that kicked them back, and then they still were able to put it in the end zone. But they'll have to do it in the second quarter. First quarter wrapping up for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaner. Let's take a 1 minute break. We're back with the second quarter on K105.3.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes. Hey, congratulations to our qualifiers. $1,053 up for grab at our pregame tailgates this year. Jesse Holbrook, Nicole Dominique, Dorothy Dickinson, Lori Nelson, Shelly Weimar, Amanda Stokely, Magdalene Della Rosa, Heather Wisman, Jenny Schupak, and Daryl Swartz. And congratulations to Lori Kidd on getting the $50 Best Buy gift card. Western on the field, in motion, and back to pass is Pape. He's pressured, set up a screen to Raskowski, and he's hit. Good job by the defense on Northwest to snip that out. And there was a blocker there, but the defense had gotten behind him, so his only contact he could have made would have been a penalty. And Raskowski gets pulled down. It's going to be another loss. Third down and goal from the 21.
Yeah, that play looked like it was a little screen being set up where they kind of let the defense through. Unfortunately, there were no blockers there, so just Baylor Kearns for Northwest being there. Third and long, we're back in Pape territory.
He's got three receivers to choose from. He's back to throw. Great blocking. Lots of time. Now they break the pocket. He throws outside. He's picked off. This is could be a pick six. It's a foot race. 50, 40, 30, 20. Nobody's going to catch him. 10. Touchdown, Northwest. Just set back. Baited the play. Ran through and intercepted. And runs up the right sideline. And that is a Northwest touchdown. Connor Rahm, we know he's got good hands. Now we know he's got good legs. Takes it the distance and ran it about 85 yards on that interception. Northwest is on the board. It's 7-6. Western on knocking on the door. And Pape just out route. Didn't see that defender ready to go. And kind of round comes right through and snatches that one.
And that was a surprise because Pape had all day to throw. He could survey the field. And like you say, he just didn't see him.
Kicking team out for Northwest, looking to tie this one up. The Mounties on the road. Hunger Bowl tonight. Food drive between these Interstate 8 rivals. Snap is down. The hole gets blocked. A nice job by the Western special teams. They keep the lead, but it's just one. Right now, let's take 30 seconds, and we're back with a kick on K105.3.
Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Well, Brian Haynes, 10:51 to go first half, and a surprising play and surprising turn of events. 7-6 now, Northwest back in this one. And
that was the
a big
man
play
they
like that's going to get the defense jet
yeah.
excited.
That block extra point was from the man they call Big Mac, that Michael Mackinich. It must have been the foot-long steak and cheese sub he ate before game, because that's what his pregame routine is.
Kicks up. It's end over end. It's not long, but it is going to bounce at the 23 and then roll out of bounds. So we'll get a illegal procedure flag on that one. Western will take over. Papel have to have a short memory.
And I'm guessing he will.
Yeah, I'm sure. And I imagine he's talked over what he did wrong or what he didn't see, and he'll go out there. You learn from those mistakes if you're a good player, and I definitely believe Pape's a good player, so I think he'll learn from that and get ready to throw another pass very quickly if they need him to.
Well, I was going to say, I wouldn't be surprised to see Raskowski carry a couple plays here.
Stick with that same kind of spread, but it's kind of a pro style out of the shotgun here with Pape. Raskowski is the ball handler on the play, and he's going to get over the 40, down to the 42, about 7 yards on the first down carry for Western. And make it second down and three.
And Caleb Gatshaw in on the tackle.
7-6 our score. We're just joining us on the K105.3 Football Frenzy. If you happen to be out of town and you want to hear our games, you can listen at K105.3.com or on the K105.3 mobile app, which is available for free download wherever you get your apps from. Out of the shotgun, handoff to Raskowski again. This time he gets through the hole, shrugs off a tackler, and moves it into Northwest territory at the 45. Raskowski with a nice piece of running there. And it's another one of those where he breaks through the hole and you go, wait, where is everyone? He's standing by himself.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Levi Faldi with a nice block playing fullback there to kind of spring Raskowski, but kind of what we thought, maybe let Pape get a couple more plays and then look for him to unleash one here again.
Three wide receivers, shotgun for Pape. And he gets Raskowski again, left tackle, and he's into the clear again. Nice little, just a little juke move, slides past another defender, gives him an extra 2 yards on the play, make it 9 on the first down carry. And it'll be second down in about 1 yard from the Northwest 35.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I know you have a stud in Pape, but boy, when you're handing it off and gaining 7 and 8 and 9 yards of carry, might want to feed that young man for a moment.
Back to pass, Pape again. This time he's got a man in the slot, and the receiver on the play makes a catch, goes to the ground at the 25, and Levi Faldi has that first down at the 24.
I always like to see that. You're a fullback, you're in there blocking, doing your job. I like to let you get your hands on the ball.
Out of the backfield, out into the out of that slot area right down the hash mark, makes the catch. In motion is French. Jet sweep, they hand it to him. He goes around end, turns it inside. And inside the tackle, and he goes up to about the 20-yard line. He's brought down, but that'd be another 5 yards on the play. Second down and 5 for the Panthers. 8:26 to go first half, leading 7-6 at home.
Well, I don't know if the Western coaches can see this, but from here I see Landon French lined out wide with a big height advantage on the Northwest defensive back. So, again, wouldn't be surprised to see him lob one up to him again, just as I did earlier.
He lines up in that slot. He steps back, kind of, and a handoff, botched handoff there, recovered by Raskowski. But, again, they get into that red zone area and make a mistake. So that's going to bring up third down and about 7 for the Panthers. Not that they're not capable of getting that 7 yards, because they certainly are. But they go and they'll run 5 or 6 plays straight where they get 5-6 yard gains, and then when they seem to get in closer, that's when the mistakes have started happening. Tonight, I don't know that that's a trend for them. 7.5 to go in the first half. French lined up there in the slot. Out wide is Mason Gillespie. We haven't seen him make a catch yet. Fakes the handoff, rolling out. Tape gets it to Raskowski, and he's hit immediately. And that is Anthony Cole coming over to make the tackle.
Nice tackle by Cole, who's definitely a player whose name we're mentioning over and over. He just seems to find the action.
Really, really athletic kid. He's a guy who's been on the varsity hoops team now since I think his freshman season. And he's been a contributor over there. He plays the football field well. Big senior star here for the Mounties. 6:44 to go. First half, fourth down and 8. Offense stays on the field for Western. Tape rolling out left. Pursued out there. He's got some pressure. Now goes back the other way, and he's going to get sacked. The Northwest pressure, and he doesn't get the tackle, but give credit to Caleb Gatshaw for chasing Pape out of the pocket. And then as he turned back the other way, Quentin Putnam was right there waiting for him, and they bring him down. And that is a turnover on down for the Panthers. And now the Mounties have the football with a chance to go ahead.
Yeah, you're right. We always mention who makes a tackle, who makes a catch, but it's a lot of times the other guy that we're not mentioning. Definitely Caleb Gatshaw, the pressure that chased Pape out and let Putnam clean it up. Well, let's see if Northwest can start grinding out another little drive here.
They get back out on the field. Grabowskis has shown off the arm a little bit. Now we'll get a timeout, it looks like, on the field from the Mounties. We'll take a timeout from the broadcast. 6:27 to go first half. Western leads 7-6 on K105.3.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Out of the timeout, the Mounties on the field. Three wideouts for Grabowskis. In motion is Cole, and the snap bobbled a little bit there by Grabowskis. He's able to pull it in, but he's going to lose about 2 on the play.
Is that about our fourth fumbled snap? Or just, you know, I don't know. I'm not sure who we can even kind of place the blame on that.
Right.
I don't know if the snap's bad or if he's just having a hard time hanging on to it. But
and I almost think on that play, the snap was a little high. But I think he bobbled it because he was trying to bring it down to get it into the hands of Cole coming across on the sweep. But, it was a timing play, and he was trying to catch up with the timing, and it was just tried to be a little too quick. Second down 11. Grabowskis throws it out, and it's short. A little too low to Connor Rahm. And incomplete. Third down now in 11. Out-of-town scoreboard for Tri-County Water. Michigan Center leads 14-0 at the end of one. That's a far cry from some of the score updates from Michigan Center the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Good to see the offense clicking a little bit.
In the really out-of-town scoreboard update, Wake Forest up 14-0 on North Carolina in Winston-Salem.
What's the line on that? You don't know that, do you? Shotgun for Grabowskis rolling out on 3rd and 11. And there's Cole out in the flat, and it bounces off his shoulder pad. Just slipped through the hands and incomplete. And the Northwest punt team will get back out onto the field.
Yeah, that one slipping through Cole's hands, although I don't think he was going to get too much on that. I'm sure it was going to be fourth down anyway.
5:40 to go first half, 7-6. Panther lead. They'll get the football back. They send Julius Adams deep to return the punt. The snap is up, and Kearns gets the punt away. Just gets it away. It skies up into the air, takes a northwest bounce, and it's going to go just short of the 40, about the 41.5, and that's where the Panthers will take over.
That was like a 53-yard punt, unfortunately, for Northwest. 32 of the yards were straight up.
It went
that was
straight
high.
Up in the air, yeah. And he had a defender bearing down on him. It was White Heavey lunging at the play, so he kind of had to kick it to get it away, and that took away from his fundamentals on the kick. But he did get away, and at least they got a net gain out of the punt, and it's on the 41 where Western takes over first and 10. Panther offense has clicked for several plays, but they've struggled down in the red zone area.
It's kind of funny the way this game's going. You feel like a momentum shift happening, and then all of a sudden the other team seizes it.
Yeah.
But it's not lasting long.
And let's mention the sideline cheerleaders here for the Western Mounties tonight, though we won't be able to get all of them because they've got some youth cheerleaders out there, but we'll say Mackenzie Valentine, Mackenzie Plum, Shay Todoroff, Hannah Peterson, Hannah Farler, Alyssa Marion, Jasmine Bliss, Riley Golas, Zandria Stevenson, Olivia Warnicki, Cassie Foster, Tegan Robertson, and Clara Lupo. As Western lines up, hand off to Raskowski, and he's through a big hole into the secondary and brought down short of the first down marker, but we do have a flag up by the line where I would expect it to be holding. And we'll look to the official. He's gesturing that it's against Western, and it is a hold. So bring it back. So on first and 15, they'll take another penalty. Move back another 10 yards. And Western shooting themselves in the foot a little bit here.
Well, I tell you, look at those Northwest defensive backs, and we don't have their heights and weights, but they, from up here, a couple of them do not look too big. But when you see Raskowski coming at you with a full head of steam, you're making business decisions at that point.
So first down, and they've got 25 on the scoreboard. That looks about right from here. Pave out of the shotgun. He's back with time to throw. Gets it to an out route and drops it in. Caught. Dodges the defender into Northwest territory. So when they needed a big play, they got one. Mason Gillespie on the connection. And a big game for the Panthers.
Yeah, that right there is where we see that height discrepancy. Number 10, Roy Guy for Northwest, looks like he's given up about a foot to Gillespie, and he tried to undercut that throw and just went right over his head.
Indeed it did, and nice hands by Gillespie. He's now to the left for Pape. He gives to French on a jet sweep again. French finding a little space. He's going to get the 10 yards, move the sticks again, and get stopped just shy of the 30-yard line. Coming across the field on that sweep, takes the handoff. And French does a nice job of picking out that hole. Maybe not trying to. A lot of runners would try to go all the way to the edge. But he likes to duck in behind that tackle and find that spot, and he got him first down on that carry.
I tell you what, you follow Levi Faldi, your fullback there, too, and that was another good block where he just cleared a path for him.
Faldi's there at the wing. He's kind of the fullback, but he lines up in that wing position with Pape in the shotgun. And there is Raskowski in the backfield. Pape back to throw. He's got time. Gets hit as he throws, though. And the duck falls. There was a Northwest defender at a shot at the interception but didn't know where the football was. And a nice job penetrating on the defense again. Baylor Kearns hits Pape. It looked like Pape had plenty of time, and Kearns just kind of arrived just in time to disrupt the throw. Third down and about one right now.
Suppose when you're Western, you know, in a second short like that, you can go ahead and take a shot knowing that you have two more downs, and the way they're running the ball right now, I'm sure you feel pretty comfortable you're going to pick up a first. I'd expect Raskowski here.
Raskowski looks over the sideline, moving around the players. Faldi lines up to the right of Pape, and now Raskowski slips over to the left side, and it's going to be a keep for Pape. And he's got the first down and dives forward just shy of the 20-yard line. And a first down, Panthers. Keep the drive going with 4:09 to go first half and a 7-6 lead. Western would love to put something on the board before the half here.
That was a good job by Raskowski doing his best Levi Faldi impersonation with that block. He got to clear the way for Pate. Role reversal.
First and 10. Inside the 25, they marked it about the 24. Pape takes it, hands off on the sweep from the wing, and he's not going to find much room. We get about 2 yards on the carry, and that was French again on the carry, I think.
Yeah, and Caleb Gashaw again on the tackle.
Second down and 10.
3.5 left here as the clock runs. 7-6 Panther lead on the K105.3 Football Frenzy. Brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, serving the Jackson community since 1988. The right repair is no accident. Check out the new Trips Ceramic Pro. 3:17 as Pape takes the snap. Quick out pass caught by Gillespie, and he dives around the defender. He's got shot at the end zone. He's going to take the dive. Pylon goes down, and touchdown, Panther Gillespie. With a nifty runaround move, dots two defenders and leave him in the dust as he dives into the end zone for six. With 3:05 to go in the half, it's a 13-6 Panther lead.
Nice move there by Gillespie. He looked like there were two Mountie tacklers there and kind of juked one way and slithered through the other one.
And Papel hold for the extra point. As the line shifts over and gets into position. Hold is down, kick is up, and that is through. And it's 14-6. Let's take a one-minute break on the K105.3 Football Frenzy. Come back with a kickoff.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Baldy with the kick fielded at the 8. And on the return, looked like he was going to get around the defender, but dragged down from behind was Northwest ball carrier Roy Guy. And Mounties are going to have a lot of field to work with here as they take over. And we got the spot at about the 17-yard line.
Yeah, good tackle by special teams ace Gavin Price. He looked like special teams ace on that
play. He did on that play.
He's getting that name from me.
The first guy down there and held on to make the tackle. So they do call the horse guy. I thought he just had him by the back of the jersey.
Yeah, I thought so too. I thought it was a great tackle.
Yeah, we're further away than the officials though, so our vision is obscured. But they do add 15 yards, and Northwest gets a little better football position now here at the 32.
And despite the chant from the Western fan underneath us of yelling, "This is tackle football,"
the penalty will stand.
The referee did not change his mind. But maybe they'll talk about that at halftime and say, "Yeah, this is tackle football. That guy's right.
We forgot." Shotgun formation. Handoff goes to Anthony Cole around the end. And what a big block. But not enough. Too many Western defenders. So Cole's going to lose probably half a yard on the play. And 2:45 to go in the half. Mountie's still got a lot of work to do. Second and 11.
Not sure how often you get to mention what a cool big block it is on a one-yard loss. But Baylor Kearns... nice
lifted
block.
Him off his feet.
Yeah, kind of depleted him. It's going to make his highlight film.
Yeah. Shotgun now again with Grabowskis back there. He takes it, rolling out right, looking to throw. And too high for the intended receiver on the play, Kenny Nastali. And now we're down to 2:17 to go, and a third and long for the Mounties.
This feels like a big 2 minutes for if you're Northwest. I don't think you can let Western back in the end zone.
You can't give it back. You don't want to give it back.
Yeah, this possession is very big for them. Because, boy, you give the way they're running the ball and with Pape's arm, you don't want to give them more than a minute.
And right now, you look at this third down play, third and 11. You don't need to get it all in one, but you'd like to get about 9 of it so that you can have that fourth down in a couple yards and maybe you got something in your playbook that you know gets you 2 yards just about every time.
Western's still working with all three timeouts.
And Grabowski's rolling. He does find receivers for Staley on the play, but again, the Panther defense is right there. Ready to pounce, and he's going to get about 2 yards, but it'll bring up fourth down and about 9.
Western using one of those three timeouts now, too, to give Pape and company a little more time.
2:07 left in the half. So they'll take the timeout. And we will. 30-second break, and we'll be back with the final 2:06 of the first half on K105.3.
We now return to high school football on
K105.3. Boyle, Brian Haynes. Little miscommunication there, like Northwest wasn't sure if there had been a timeout called or not. But we got everything sorted out. Right now, the clock time is 2:11 with a 14-6 score.
If you're Northwest defensive coordinator now, you are talking to the D and saying, guys, we need you here. We need you to hold them.
Punts away, and it's a high one. It's going to the sideline, and it bounces out of bounds, so they're going to not get much out of that, and that's going to put the Panthers right on the 50. Is there a rule, like if you're an official, you try to get it to the closest exact yard line? It's like, no, we're right on the 50. It's easier to measure that way.
Probably was really at the 49.5, but he said the 50. Looks good to me.
Coming up at the half this week in high school sports from the MHSAA, you'll be able to hear that bit. Maybe they'll talk about that call. Sometimes they do that. We had a call we had a couple weeks ago where they were talking about it during the half and the horse collar tackle. We had a couple of calls in that game. Our halftime festivities brought to you by Collins Brothers Floor Covering coming up in 2:04 with Western on the field. Jet sweep again to the wing in motion. He cuts it upfield. He's going to get to the 45, and then a tackler comes in and gives him another 2 yards on a big hit. But the flag in the backfield looks like it's going to be a holding call against the Panthers.
If I'm not mistaken, unofficially, that's the fourth holding call that the Panthers have had.
And that will march him back another 10 yards.
With their high-octane offense, you know, losing 10 yards just doesn't seem as important as it does for Northwest giving up 10 yards.
But. Yeah. And they're able to mitigate those penalties so far with some big pass plays, and they'll look for another one here with now under 2 minutes to go in our first half of football.
And if you're out there listening, you want to stay listening for this last minute 58, because there's a big difference between a 14-6 and 21-6 score, just mentally and on the scoreboard.
And Pape takes, gives to Raskowski. He does some footwork, and he's tackled going through the line. And rarely does the first guy bring Raskowski down, but on that one they do, and it's Caleb Gatshaw who made the contact and held on as he got some assistance from the Canadian Royal Mounted Police around him. Minute 27 with a running clock here at the end of the half, and it's second down and 20 for the home field, Western Panthers.
Yeah, Western taking their time, almost as if they're saying, like, all right, we might not get this first down, but we're not going to let Northwest go score.
So back to pass, Pape this time. Going down the middle, he's got a man with a step, caught! He's got a chance at the end zone, it's French again! Just a shoelace tackle, touchdown saving hit. Put him at the 14-yard line with a minute two. And again, Pape's arm. That pass was thrown exactly where it needed to be.
Yeah, and I think that was actually James Bloomfield, 24, was it not?
Oh, you're right.
Catch. Yeah.
I think I've been giving Bloomfield credit for stuff Landon French credit for stuff Bloomfield's been doing, so I apologize.
Well, they've both been playing well, so it's all going to equal out.
And if you're listening, you don't know. And now on the slant at the goal line, touchdown, Gillespie! The Western Panthers just turned it on again with a couple big pass plays. So 40.2 to go here in the first half, make it 20-6. Extra point pending, but so far Clay Faldi has been perfect on extra point kicks.
Yeah, here I said Western was maybe thinking, well, let's not give it back with them with much time left. But instead they're thinking, hey, we're the Western Panthers. We can score in a minute.
And the kick is up. It's through. 21-6. With 40 seconds to go, they'll kick it off again. And we'll take a 30-second break and get ready for that kickoff on K105.3.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Brian Haynes in the press box at Western with the Panthers' quick strike offense. Struck quickly. Got him a 21-6 lead with about 40 seconds to go in the half. Roy Guy back to return for Northwest. And this time they're going to squib it. Kicked up, picked up on the run, but he lost it. Who got it? And it looks like the Panthers may have it. I'm waiting for an official signal, and there it is. Panther football. Anthony Hale trying to get something going for the Mounties. Tried to pick it up on the bounce at full speed. It hit him in the bread box. It got loose on the field, and the Panthers recovered. So with 36.6, the Panthers are going to have another shot at the end zone from their own, or excuse me, from the Northwest 38-yard line.
Great alert job by Cole Sharp to come up with that ball for Western. I was just thinking, too, as if you're Northwest, the one thing you can't do is just a stupid mistake. But anything that's going to now give them one more chance.
And that's plenty of time from this distance for Northwest. All they need, or for Western, all they need is one. They go out to Gillespie, and he slips the defender a little bit, gets to the 30-yard line, so it's going to make it second and about one. But again, Gillespie didn't take hard shots. He's very spry and slippery, and he just got past the defender, made him tackle him from behind rather than put a shoulder into him on the quick out. And they go right back to that side, and it is my new buddy and a guy who's been very effective, Bloomfield, making that catch.
I'm a little surprised Western didn't take. They still have two timeouts. There was about 26 seconds on the clock when they just had that 9-yard gain, and now we're down to 14. Thought maybe they'd take one there and give Western maybe an extra, maybe one or two plays.
Yeah.
Now you're looking at maybe two plays, three max. But maybe they think, hey, we don't need that many.
Pate back to throw. He's got a man. Got a step. Caught. And walks into the end zone. This time it's for sure Landon French. And another touchdown. And again, they love to go to that route right in the middle of the field. Pate put it on the nose. Landon French did the rest. Did dodge a couple tackles on his way to 6 points. And just like that, that turnover on special teams. That's a big swing. And now you're looking at, if this kick goes through, 28-6 at the half. And we still have 7 seconds here. And they take it in for two on the play. A little trickery by the Panthers. They come out lined up for that kick with all the whole line shifted to the side. And on that play, they just ran it behind them, got it into the end zone.
Yeah, kind of that swinging gate looking formation. You see who got to carry that in? I couldn't tell.
I did not.
It might have been 32 Kendall Wadsworth, perhaps.
So they'll line up for another kickoff, and we'll keep it right here with 7 seconds to go in the first half. Coming up to halftime for Collins Brothers Floor Covering. We will we'll go over the stats, what numbers we have, set things up for the second half. We'll get as many Tri-County Water out-of-town score updates as we can get. At last check-in, Michigan Center 20-0 over Vandercook Lake, which is it's a swing for them.
It is, and I heard Landon French scored 2 touchdowns for Michigan Center.
He's everywhere tonight.
He's all over the place.
And there's another squib attempt, and this time he comes through and grabs it on the run. Same play as last time, only he caught it this time. And he gets it out to about the 50-yard line. Anthony Hale, fearless on the play. And he does get out to the 50 with 3.5. Northwest is going to have a play. Now, sometimes you'll come out with big distance to cover and 3.6 seconds to take an E, go in the locker room. But after that turn of events with 3 quick scores for the Panthers, I think Northwest has to fling something. They got to have some kind of an emergency play.
Yeah, and I guess you just hope if you throw a pick that you tackle them and it's no harm done. But take a shot, right?
Grabowskis rolling out. He's got a little room to pass. He could pull it down and run. He does throw and nearly dropped, but bounced off his chest. He pulled it in. It was good for a first down, but it's also good enough to run out the clock on the first half. 29-6. Quick scores to end the half and give Western a lead in a game that was looking like it might be close at half. 14-6 maybe. They score and then they get it back and score again, and the offense now with a 29-6 cushion as we head to the halftime break. Any impressions, Brian?
Well, like you said, I mean, I believe there was 2:06 left, and we said what a big drive this is. In fact, with about 3 minutes to go, Northwest had the ball only down 14-6. We said they needed to maybe squeeze out a couple first downs, but boy, they gave it back to them. Quick score, then a turnover, another quick score, and just hoping the pizza doesn't disappear.
We'll head into the half. Let's take a quick 3 minutes for Collins Brothers 4 covering on the halftime. We'll come back and look back at the first half and set things up for the second half. Again, 29-6. The Panthers lead Northwest on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
High school football on K105.3. It's the Halftime Report. Now, back to the press box.
Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half here. 29-6 Western lead for Collins Brothers floor covering. And it was a slow half in many ways until about the last, I'd say about 6 minutes there, where Western just kind of seized control and Northwest made some mistakes. But their offense, Northwest offense has been really limited the entire way. Their 6 points came off a pick six. So the Northwest offense is going to have to get going in the second half, obviously, to make up this deficit. And the defense is going to have to find a way. Maybe they're the ones that are going to have to get it done. Can they get another pickup of tape? I get the sense that that's going to be a rare thing throughout the year, somebody takes a pick six on him, because he was throwing stuff right on the button.
Yeah, he was very accurate in the first half. And that, as you mentioned when it happened, I think that was just him not seeing the guy. And as far as Northwest offense, you know, right now it just doesn't look like they have much big play capability. Everything's just short and underneath, and I don't know that down 29-6 that's going to get it done, but at the same time I'm not sure if they're capable of stretching the field on Western and, you know, keeping them honest, but guess we'll see.
Yeah, to me right now, what you'd love to see Northwest do out of the halftime is come out and just have a sustained drive. One drive, a bunch of plays, eat up some clock, but end it with points and to prove that they can do that. And put the Western defense, like as you said, really early in the game, put the Western defense on their heels a little bit, but keep the offense off the field and try to make this into a short, limited possession game. And you need to come out and get points every time you touch the football.
Yeah, and I liked Northwest's idea early, as far as they kind of went in that hurry up and kind of had Western D on their toes a little bit, their heels. But then it's hard to do your hurry up if you can't get that first down.
Right.
They need to get one, and maybe that'll lead to two and then three. But that first possession is important for them.
Tri-County Water out of town scoreboard update. Jackson High leads Ann Arbor Huron 30-9 over there at Withington Stadium tonight, their cancer game. So I'd like to get a look at the pink jerseys on the Vikings out on the field. But always their big event in the home opener over at Jay High. And we had one other score that we really got an update on, and that was Michigan Center. And at last check-in, they had a 20-0 lead over the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks. In what I think is going to be, when it all shakes out, looks like a really interesting Cascades Conference, especially two through the bottom. Because it looks like right now Grass Lake's going to be able to march through there with a little challenge.
Yeah, here we are in week three, and it sure appears that way, that it's Grass Lake and then everybody else. But, hey, you never know. You know, that's why we play them, right, Steve?
Exactly. But and really, week to week, with everyone else, we're going, I couldn't pick the game. We haven't seen enough of them at this point, but it just seems like when you get those score updates, it's baffling. Michigan Center's been shut out a couple weeks, and now here they are pitching their own shutout. Hanover Horton, they had a big loss in week one. They come back and have a big win in week two. So it's going to be an interesting league. We'll get to see some more Cascades Conference next week. But right now, Interstate 8. Rivalry game tonight. The Mounties 6, trailing the home field Western Panthers with 29 on the halftime for Collins Brothers 4 covering. Take a 2-minute break, and we'll get the MHSAA's This Week in High School Sports segment, and we'll come back to wrap up the halftime festivities on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
K105.3 presents high school football. That will conclude the halftime report. It's now time for the second half on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Thanks to Collins Brothers for covering for the halftime report. And still have a couple minutes here before we get back to game action. It's been a big week for Northwest and Western. The volleyball teams played this week, where the Western freshmen, junior varsity, and varsity all won. So congrats to the Panthers on their wins there. JV game last night. And the Western JV won that one 26-6. The Panthers are holding serve here against their interconference rivals.
Yeah, that's a big volleyball win. I actually know a little bit about area high school girls volleyball, and that's two of the better teams in the county. Maybe the two best teams going at. So congratulations, girls.
And some very good games, and they played all five. They needed all five to decide that one. So it was good match. And again, I was at the freshman girls game, and that was a really tight match the whole way. Northwest took the first one, and Western took the next two in close fashion. So, yeah, no shame in the game of either of those. Like you said, two very good volleyball programs here, Western and Northwest. And the football program's not so bad either. 29-6 our score. As we head back to action here momentarily, we will take another glance at the Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. Coldwater, 21-14 lead at the half, though GOC failed to tell me who they were playing. I don't have the schedule right in front of me. But Coldwater in the lead. And Jackson High added to their advantage from 30-9 to 38-9, and they're well in control right now with Ann Arbor Huron.
I see Michigan Center is now up 35-6 with just a couple minutes to go in the half as well. If Travis Gaddy, my scorer, is correct.
Tends to be able to know numbers pretty well.
He knows his numbers better than he knows his basketball. Just kidding, Travis. Heck of a job you're doing out there.
12 minutes back on the clock, and our teams return to the field. And Western with that 29-6 advantage. Three touchdowns late in the second quarter to push the lead out to where it stands now, including a two-point conversion, a sneaky two-point conversion there at the end of the half.
It looks like we've got a winner.
And a beautiful, the sky is even clearer than they were when we got here tonight. Temperatures come down a little bit. It's made it really comfortable out here. The football fans of Western are in a good mood. Tiki Sam's out here tonight with the wood-fired pizza. There's your kickoff from the Mounties to the Panthers, and it gets to the sideline and bounces out of bounds. So we get the flag out on the first play of the second half.
Northwest kind of trying some trickery. Did you notice the movement?
In the broadcast booth at Western, and I've gone to battery power on our broadcast system. You could see, I don't know if you saw, but we on a pole over there, a transformer popped.
Oh, I did not see that.
Yeah, you could see just at the top of one of the power poles over by the buses, a flash of light, and the power has dropped out here at Western High School. And that means all of the lights are down, so the players are off the field, and the officials right now are deciding what they're going to do. Now, this isn't a scenario to me where that's just going to come back on. That's going to take a repair.
I guess I'm not up to date on my transformer, you know, how fast those things pop up. Now, if the Northwest students that are all holding their phones out, kind of like it's a concert, maybe if enough of them could go out there, we could get this game in. But that's going to take a few more than the 20 people holding their phones. So
as of right now, we'll see what's going to happen with the maintenance crew, but I think we're going to have to see a Consumers Energy truck come out here before we can get back to game action. And like you said, there was almost a cheer out of the crowd when the lights went out. I'm not excited that it happened. I was looking forward to enjoying some more football. But as of right now, I don't know when we're going to get power back. Let's take a quick... you know what? Let's go ahead and take 3 minutes right here of a commercial break, and we'll see what we can figure out and let you know what our next move is here. 29-6 before the scoreboard went down on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes here at Western High School on Deering Road, and we just had a power outage happen, and we're waiting on an announcement, but of course they can't make an announcement because there's no power.
Yeah, I tell you what, Steve, I've heard of punching your lights out, shooting the lights out, but I've never seen the onside kicking the lights out, but that's what we just witnessed, and I was pleased to be here for that.
Yeah, this is a new one for me in my broadcasting career. I'll have to have a conversation with Greg O'Connor about this sometime to see if he's ever been privy to any happenings quite like this. Again, I saw, for lack of a better word, explosion from the there's a tower over here, power tower, and just lit up and kind of flashed, and then everything went dark here in the stadium. But the student sections on both sides have kind of been having a blast with the whole thing.
Well, hey, it's Friday the 13th, full moon. In fact, I can see it. Supposedly this isn't going to happen again until you're like 80. And so I was waiting for something odd to happen, and here we go. This must have been it.
I wish that you hadn't just brought up all those great points. This would happen on Friday the 13th with the full moon. And the moon was hidden behind clouds. And now it's just ominously kind of appeared off in the distance, a yellowish full moon.
I'm scared, Steve.
If I were a masked serial killer, this is exactly how I would start my spree at the football game, by knocking out the lights.
Well, I'm glad you're not. I'm glad that we're here cozy in the booth, me knowing that you're just Captain Steve Do-Gooder.
First time for everything, Brian. First time for everything. Well, we're going to, I don't know, we'll keep it here for a minute. I want to see if we get some kind of a status update and if there's any chance of having power restored tonight. Both teams have still remained on the field. Northwest kind of took their team meeting down to the end zone, and Western's right on the 50-yard line. We've got both coaching staffs at midfield with the officials, so hopefully they'll come to a determination, and in some way we'll get to hear about it, because obviously the PA is down, so we can't get any kind of a mass announcement, but maybe we'll pass notes around or something. We go hand, you know, stop it with a handout to the front row and just pick one and pass it back.
I guess I'm not sure of the rules about this, but if I'm the Northwest coaching staff right now, I might take advantage, see if you can't get the ball down. Western's not looking, paying attention. Maybe you get a couple scores in. Maybe that's illegal. I don't know, Steve.
Well, even if they score, where would they? The scoreboard's down. Where would they even keep track of it at?
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Oh, hey, we're back on, apparently. So the word we're getting up here in the booth now is that we're moving the game over to Northwest High School with a 10 o'clock start. So we are going to pack up, and I guess we got a late night tonight. Brian, do you have to be home?
I did have an 11:30 curfew, but I'm going to have to call home, make sure with Mom that's okay.
So that's the word up here in the booth. We're gonna pack it up here at Western High School and slide down to Northwest High School for a 10 o'clock rejoin. Join us at 10 o'clock. We're going. It's the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
K105.3 is WKHM FM and WKHM FM HD1 Brooklyn Jackson. It's time for the Football Frenzy Game of the Week. Tonight, Northwest visits Western. This evening's game is being brought to you in part by Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and AC, Collins Brothers Floor Covering, County National Bank, Clothing Carousel, Columbia School District, Summit Orthodontics, the Jackson YMCA, Jackson Public Schools, Northwest Community Schools, XL Staffing, Able Heating and Cooling, The Hunt Club, Stone's One Stop Auto Shop, Hills Heart of the Lakes Golf Course, Your Premier Properties, Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farms, Brembo, Andy's Pizza, The Restore, Double Chiropractic, Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, Trips Ceramic Pro, East Jackson Community Schools, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Kevin Lamar at Charles Schwab, and Penn Chiropractic. Now, let's go to the press box for the call of tonight's game. Here's Captain Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, new location, same game. The Northwest Mounties now hosting the Western Panthers. First action ever on this brand new field here in Northwest, and it looks gorgeous.
It is beautiful, and I'm telling you, until I find proof otherwise, I think Jeff Bontrager was responsible for that. He wanted people to see this beautiful field a week early, and I don't blame him. This is gorgeous.
Yeah, it definitely looks gorgeous. You got every 5 yards different colored, a darker green, and between a darker and a lighter green, the all-black end zone with the Mounties in red black letters with white trim. Scoreboard's looking great. I don't know that they changed anything on that. It always looked good out here. And we got a lot more space in the press box over here, so we're not mad now about the relocation. I got to be honest, it looks like the Western faithful came out in force. They made the trip over here. It's not a long drive. But if you're just joining us, or if you happen to be listening to Zach Sang and the overnight show here on K105.3, our Football Frenzy game of the week tonight, Western hosting Northwest over at Western High School, for my limited understanding of electricity, a transformer exploded on a pole near the bus garage, knocked out all the power to the lights in the stadium. Quick thinking, Jeff Bontrager must have come through and said, "Hey guys, why don't we go over to our brand new field? We got a brand new field. Let's go over there. I'll call and have them turn the lights on." And we got here, and we're just about ready to go. A few minutes ticking off the clock here before we get underway. The scheduled start time now, 10 p.m. We're going to pick up right where we left off. Northwest had just kicked off to Western. The kickoff went out of bounds, and a flag was thrown on the play, and then calamity ensued. 29-6 is our score right now. 29-6. Western leads Northwest after a flurry of touchdowns at the end of the first half, most of which I incorrectly credited to Landon French. But there were a couple guys getting in on it between James Bloomfield. Actually, Mason Gillespie got into the end zone, and French was responsible for one of them. And so a scoring barrage took a game that was 14-6, and we were thinking about Northwest wanting to get into the locker room and keep it close. Two touchdowns later, here we are at 29-6. But 10 minutes to go until the kickoff. We're going to go ahead and take a quick 3-minute break here on the halftime show. Let's call it halftime again for Collins Brothers Floor Covering. What the heck, they deserve a little extra mention here today. And we'll come back and get these teams out on the field and get things ready to go here. It's the K105.3 Football Frenzy Late Night Edition on K105.3.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Boyle, Brian Haynes in the press box here at Northwest High School, now Mountain Stadium, newly renovated football playing surface. And the, I don't know, we're going to call this the pregame, but it's kind of the halftime report still for Collins Brothers Floor Covering. And we can take a look at some additional out-of-town scores here for Tri-County Water. Lumen Christie, after trailing at halftime, came out in the second half and bowled over Coldwater, 38-21, the final for the Titans. Hastings all over Battle Creek, Harper Creek, 44-7. Grass Lake, 49-0 against East Jackson. The Warriors are off and running this year. Can anybody in the Cascades stop them? Jackson High, 51-17 win over Ann Arbor here on the River Rats. Swimming home tonight. River Rat joke. Insert River Rat joke there. I'm off tonight. I got nothing on the joke front. Like, I failed on a drain joke in the first half for Minuteman Sewer and Drain, and now I can't get a River Rat joke.
See, you call it failure, Steve. I'm laughing.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all I needed. You got to be honest. The crowd feels a little more staid, a little more quiet here. It was getting a little raucous over there at Western High School, and now I feel like they're going to need something big to happen to get some energy going through the stands here. One more score, Columbia Central, 26-8 winners at Ida, and that's another game on Columbia's schedule that we were highlighting is going to be a tough one, but now 3-0 on the season for Columbia Central. They're well on their way to another playoff trip, so good for Coach Kubiak and the whole crew over at Columbia.
Yeah, I tell you, in our game here, there's really no precedent to know what to even expect right now. I mean,
right.
To my knowledge, I've never heard of a game moving 17 moving miles across the town and being played half one place, half the other. So, you know, this is going to be...
Well, we had a guy up here in the stands earlier, or in the box here earlier, suggesting they do this every year. Play half at one school, travel to the other, and finish it out.
Well,
now do you start having to argue about where you start and where you end, and there's a lot of things that could go wrong there, but I'm not entirely opposed to the idea.
Hey, we're making history.
We are.
That's what we do. We bring you history, our listeners.
Our loyal listeners, looking forward to getting into this game. So let's shout out some sponsors here. Let's highlight a few of the sponsors. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, one of our high school sponsors. Collins Brothers Floor Covering on the halftime report. County National Bank. How about XL Staffing? Got any friends over at XL Staffing, Brian?
Dave White, Greg View. It's quite a staff over there. They got me this job, actually.
They got you. That's how they work. And now you're going to get like a dozen people there next. Hey, I want to get that job in broadcasting I heard about available on the radio.
They're like, I know I could do better than that guy they have right now.
Trips Auto Shopping Collision Center on the game with us tonight, and Trip Ceramic Pro. And East Jackson will be joining us for the fourth quarter. Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning, our first quarter sponsor. Kevin Lamar at Charles Schwab Penn Chiropractic Center. And so many more. We always appreciate people supporting high school sports on the radio. And I know I got the Western cheerleaders in the first half there. Now we'll mention the Northwest cheerleaders here. Piper Bolter, Madison Bupp, Abigail Davis, Keely Gowdy, Gabriella Coons, Courtney Miller, Mackenzie Ruba, Kiara Wenman, and Liberty Wetmore, coached by Sandy Walsh and Melissa Coito. And we are just a couple minutes from kickoff. Let's take a one-minute commercial break here, and we'll come back and get everything ready for the kickoff. Northwest and Western, we're just moments into the second half. We're going to kick it off here in a moment. 29-6 the score on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, almost ready here for our second half of football. Just about to start here at 10 o'clock on WKHM FM, WKHM HD1 Brooklyn, Jackson, K105.3 is the Western football team over there getting the fans excited. We got to 29-6. We had a final points of the first half on a two-point conversion by the Mounties, and we incorrectly attributed those points to some.
Probably Landon French.
Yeah. who actually got in there?
Bodie Brown was the person that scored the two-point conversion for the Western Panthers. So to the Brown family that's listening out there, congratulations, Bodie.
He's got 2 points.
He does have 2 points.
Junior running back Bodie Brown. And as the fans get going here, the Western sideline making noise, and our Northwest faithful right now in front of us. Just about ready to go, and we're lined up here. So it's first and 10. Essentially no time went off the clock because the kickoff went out of bounds, and the ball spotted at the 40-yard line, and the Panthers are lined up. Tyler Pape in the shotgun, Landon Raskowski in the backfield with him. Throwing out first down, slant route two. Landon French, for real this time. He ducks a couple tacklers. He's on the run. He's going the corner of the end zone. 10-5, touchdown, Landon French in the first play of the second half, and Western's back into the end zone. Double check that number for me, but I believe that was Landon French.
That was Landon French. Doing most of the heavy lifting of that.
It was not a long pass through the air, just a quick slant. Caught him running, and he was able to slide right through tackles and turn on the afterburners and beat everybody to the end zone. And now it is 35-6 Western. No two-point attempt on this one. They line up for the kick. Hold is down, and the kick is up. It's through the uprights. The officials call it good. Make it 36-6. 11:50 to go, third quarter. Let's take a 30-second break on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Football's teed up for our kicker, Clay Faldy. And deep to return is Roy Guy for the Mounties. Kick is a stiff one. It goes straight, and that will get to the sideline out of bounds. The legal procedure flag comes out, and the Mounties take possession. 11:50 to go. It took them 10 seconds to get into the end zone.
Well, that's what happens when you have a 18-minute bus ride from one field to the other in your coaching staff. You can come up with plays like that. I expect those things from...
They all sat together. Dave Mifsud and his crew all together. Rich Hall, Ben Pack, Tyler Ridgway, Mark Raskowski, Eric Giannunzio, Jared Hall, and Logan Kelly on the staff for the Panthers with a 36-6 lead. First touchdown on the new field at Northwest, and it's the Panthers that get it done. That one will go down in the annals of history of this new playing surface at Northwest. Beautiful field. The Mounties will look to answer. Two backs for Grabowskis, and he hands off. It looks like that's gone to their feature back, and that is, I'm flaking on the name, Baylor Kearns. He's brought down for a short gain, 1 yard, second down and 9.
So Baylor has a dubious distinction of the first carry ever for a Northwest Mountie on this field.
Four wideouts for Grabowskis, and Anthony Cole's going to join him in the backfield now. And read option, and he keeps it. And Grabowskis is going to get another 3 yards on the carry. Now they're just going to spot him too. That's going to make it third down and 7 for the Mounties. Ball on the 38-yard line.
Looks like Brock Myers made his second straight tackle for Western.
Brock Myers, he's a strong kid. He's going to be getting tackles for the Panthers all year. Back to pass now on 3rd and 7. Grabowskis with time gets to the sideline over the outstretched hands of Anthony Cole. Went up for it, couldn't quite reach. It's going to go out of bounds, incomplete. And that'll bring a 4th down now for the Mounties. And I would expect a punt squad. And, yeah, it looks like Kearns is sliding back there to punt the football away. And the Panthers will send Julius Adams back to return.
How about on this Friday the 13th with all the madness going around, down 36-6? How about a fake punt here?
I would kind of love it, actually.
Yeah.
If they've got one in their back pocket, now might be a good time. It's not a fake. It's a real punt, a real good punt. It's going toward the sideline, and it does hit out of bounds. And part of me thinks that he's been doing that all night just to avoid getting that a return.
Yeah, they must have seen something on film or know something that Western must be have a good punt return game.
So it goes out of bounds and right on the 25, I think they got it spotted. I'm waiting for somebody to set a football down. There he is.
While we're waiting here, I just got a report. Looks like Michigan Center in a final beating Vandercook 48-12.
48-12, good strong win for the Cardinals on our Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. Pape with the football again, takes the snap, and this gives it to Raskowski through the middle, breaks a tackle. He's ripped down. It looked like he was going to go down, but he stays on his feet, and he'll get another yard out of it, put him at the 31. Strong run. They move it up to 32. I think they gave him that last yard just for toughness. They had a defender tried to rip him down strong, and Raskowski kind of shrugged it off.
Yeah, Connor Rahm had him by the jersey, and it was almost like a little street fight out there between the two of them.
Three wideouts for Pate. Raskowski's the back. He takes the give, and look at the penetration on defense. Kearns broke through the line and was there just a beat after the handoff. And he tries. The Raskowski was battling still. He needed some other Mounties to come help him pull him down, but they do get him for the loss. And they'll move it back. Now it's third down and about 8 for the Panthers.
Kearns definitely appeared to have that snap count down. He was going in there like he knew exactly when the snap was coming, so Pape might need to mix that up again.
Pape goes back to work with a third and long. In motion is Bloomfield. He doesn't take it. It's play action. Pape with the throw. He had an open man off his hands, a little overthrown. Pape had to get rid of it quick. And out there by himself was our guy, Mason Gillespie. And it's just over his hands. And incomplete, and they'll make it fourth down and 8, and the Panthers will send their punt unit out to the field. 9:01 to go third quarter, 36-6.
Caleb Gatshaw applying the pressure on Pape, kind of making him rush that a little more than he wanted to.
And there was no one behind Gillespie. If he catches that in stride, he's gone. So the pressure definitely worked out. Bad punt here by Western. It only goes about 12 yards. And that's not a big net punt, and Northwest going to have excellent field position on their second possession of the second half here on the Western 39-yard line.
It looked like he kind of fumbled the snap and was trying to rush that, make sure you get that kickoff, and a little bit off the side of his foot.
Twisted off to the right side, and the Mounties, maybe their best starting field position of the whole night. It's hard to remember. It was so long ago when we did the first half, but we've got Grabowskis with a Cole in motion. He takes it on the jet sweep, turns it up the middle of the field, and he's going to get a solid gain on first down. Depending on the spot, I think they're going to put him on the 33. And a nice run by Anthony Cole. He does it all. He runs, he catches, he tackles. And on that play, he got about 6 yards. Second down and 4 for the Mounties.
It's like he blew a tire, too. He's coming off the field with a shoe in hand. So this one will not be going to him.
I don't know what kind of trickery they might have worked out on the bus, but I don't think he's eligible to catch a pass in this play. Grabowskis will take it. He's looking to throw. No, he keeps, pulls it down to run. Good pressure by the Western defense. They'll pull him down for a loss. And just a loss of 2. But that will bring up a third down at about 6 for the Mounties.
And senior Garrett Stilson in on that tackle.
7:50 taken away with the clock running here in the third quarter, 36-6. If you're just tuning in, expecting to hear Zach saying, with a power outage at the Western High School football field, we are now at Northwest High School, finishing our second half of this tilt. Mounties trail, but with the football inside the Western 35-yard line. Rolling out, throwing is Grabowskis. He's got the first down, and he'll get pulled down at about the 25. Another pitch and catch there with Rahm. And he's definitely been the favorite target when Grabowskis gets a chance to throw, and he had time on that one. Threw a strike, and Rahm gets him the first down, first and 10. Mounties from the 25.
You got to believe Northwest now for the rest of the game is going to be in four down territory. I can't imagine them punting ever at this point.
Cole goes into motion. Now they're two backs for Grabowskis. And he gives to Cole on the sweep. Gets around the end. Turns it upfield. He's got the room. He's got the end zone in sight. And he's going to get pushed out of bounds short of it by about the three-yard line. But there is a flag in the backfield, a place where I expect that to be a holding call.
Sure feels like we've had a nice steady diet of those today. On any, it seemed like any longer run, the yellow flags are coming out.
Trying to seal off that end and make sure that your guy that they can get around. And it won't go against the Mounties, and they'll walk off a 10-yard penalty. 35-yard line, first and 20 for Northwest. And you mentioned it, Brian, without the benefit of replay up here sometimes, it'd be nice to get a good look at that. There's always that statement out there where people say you could almost call holding on every play. And I'd like to have gotten another look at that one. But first and 20 for the Mounties. Back to throw, Grabowskis. Time to look. He's going deep. Cole up the middle between two guys. And he gets tangled up, goes to the ground. It's picked off. And he's going to run it out of the end zone. Only gets to the 5-yard line. Probably a little mistake there on the return. But nothing wrong with the interception by Western. Julius Adams making the catch. So it becomes Western football. The intended target on the pass was Cole, and it was a good throw, and Cole had a chance at it, but his feet got tangled up, and he couldn't elevate to go up and catch it at the high point. And instead, the Panthers for the interception.
And a great catch by Julius Adams. I know they talk about D-backs. There's a reason they play defense, but Julius throwing some hands probably would have been better advised to just go ahead and down it and get it at the 20. But, hey, you make a catch like that, you start having visions of, hey, there's never been a 106-yard interception return on this field before.
Are we going to do that the whole night, everything that happens the first time ever? Because I'm okay with that. First down from the 5. Handoff is to Raskowski. Nowhere to go. And they pull him back into the end zone. Of course, he's going to get forward progress on the play. And then a flag comes out at the end, which may be unnecessary roughness or personal foul. And that's what that's going to go against Northwest. So after making a great stop, and they would have had him pinned on the 1-yard line, they're going to give him 15 yards of relief. And I got to imagine a whistle blew down there. They were still tussling. And I don't know if the flag needs to come out for that. It's just sometimes I feel like you see those unnecessary roughness calls on something that's just guys finishing out a play. And I don't think there's necessarily any. And I don't know. Maybe they're down there cursing and it got for, and they're just trying to nip it in the bud. But it seemed like it was just Northwest excited about a chance to maybe get a safety on the play. First and 10 now for Western from the Northwest 17. Back to pass. Pape gets some pressure. He does get the throw away to the sideline. Looked like it was caught from here. And I couldn't see the official. Looks like he said incomplete.
Oh, well, it looks like they're spotting
it. No, they are spotting it. They give him the catch. Like I said, on my vision from here, it's obscured by the players in the Northwest sideline. But it looked like he had a good catch. And that is, once again, Mason Gillespie going down low to pull that one up. And nice job by Pape to keep keep the play alive long enough to get that throw. And I honestly thought he was throwing it away over there.
Yeah, Rusty Patton and Kenny Nastelli were just all over Pape, and he managed to get it out somehow.
He's got Bloomfield on the jet sweep, hands off. Gets some space. He's into the free area. He's got some space to run. Turns it back into midfield. Now all the way back across the field. Foot race to the 50. We get a flag out, and now a tackle at about the 45 in Northwest territory. The flag likely going to be a block in the back when the runner changes directions the way he did. He was going up to the left sideline, cut it back across the field. You get a defender maybe turning around and getting blindsided or blocked in the back. So we'll wait for the call. So the big play might have a little bit of distance taken off at the end, but really another really nice run by the Western Panther offense.
Yep. I think, again, if I'm not mistaken, would we have Levi Faldi with another block? That fullback is clearing some space.
I just don't know what you do when you got a team like Western that you're playing against. You got three guys who can all catch the football out in distance. They've proven they've got three guys who can run the football at any given time. And you got a quarterback who's throwing strikes all night. Well, how do you stop that offense?
Yeah, you know, generally speaking, in a high school game, you're looking to take away something. Take away the run, take away the pass. But you're right. This is a balanced attack. And I'm not sure what you do if you're Northwest or who you're keying on.
And it's almost like they want you to step up and try and stop the run, because we're just going to then burn you down deep. If you get too many guys in the box, we got numbers and guys who can catch long passes. Bloomfield in motion again. They fake to him, gives to Raskowski, and he splits a couple defenders, moving to the left. Over the 25, almost down to the 20 before he's wrestled down. We'll see what kind of forward progress they give him. Flag came out, and that's probably going to be a hold against the Panthers.
Well, you might think for these officials, I mean, they have regular jobs, regular guys. They're doing this in their spare time. We started the game yesterday. You'd think maybe it'd be easier just to keep a couple of those flags in your pocket and kind of let them play and let this game get going. But
they have integrity, Brian, and that's why I love them. MHSAA.com online if you'd like to become an official. If you think you can do it better, they'd love to have you. They're always looking for new officials. Matter of fact, I saw some games being rescheduled this year to Saturday because they knew they wouldn't have enough officials.
Yeah, that is a problem.
Jet sweep this time again to Bloomfield. And that one is wrapped up quickly. Bloomfield brought down near the 40-yard line, and that's going to push them back to a second down and almost 20 yards.
Dominic Lawaji just bursted through Western's offensive line to make that tackle for loss.
39-yard line. Second down and 19. Or, excuse me. Yeah, 19, that's what I meant. Sometimes when you get those big numbers, it sounds like it's too many.
And you've been up on the radio a long time today.
I started on the radio at 6 o'clock today. I've had very little break time. Pape throwing on second down and long, and good coverage out there on Bloomfield. And incomplete pass. Just good coverage. Didn't really have anywhere to throw it to. Anthony Hale on the coverage out there.
You know, the good news about this tonight, too, is on the way over here, I was my agent called, and he said he was perusing the contract. And turns out, if I do ever go from one place to another, it's triple pay. So I'm not sure if you have that in your...
I haven't seen the contract. I wasn't aware there was one.
Were you aware I had an agent?
I was not aware of any of this.
Okay. Well, you are now.
I know you're on the phone with your wife at on the trip. Was that it? Pape on third and long. Gets it out. It looks caught. He got 1 foot down, and the official agrees. Had to go up in the air to snag it, and that was Landon French on the catch. I'm certain. Fourth down and still 8 yards. But I think the Panthers give it a shot here. With 4:23 to go in our third quarter, still 36-6. Our new location, if you're just joining us here on K105.3 and you're looking for Zach Sang and some of Jackson's hit music. Sorry, we got another quarter of football to play after this. Pape in the shotgun and Bloomfield in motion going up the left sideline, throwing a little short. I don't think he got the catch. It almost looked like he did pick it up off his shoelaces, but a flag came out, and that might be a pass interference call. The defender was on the ground.
And, Steve, you're right. These officials are doing the best they can do. So it's hard to sit up here and say, or actually it's easy to sit up here and say, you know, that didn't look right, this didn't look right. Because when you're down on the field, it definitely looks different. From here, that looked like a pretty good defensive play again.
Right.
We've seen a couple of those. I know pass interference calls are some of the more difficult calls for these guys to make.
Sure. And, you know, we always... We get an extra beat or two to think about it. They have to react. They have to make that call right away, because if they don't, then everyone's going to question it. So, yeah, and that's, again, a play that could have gone either way, I guess. And so I don't have a complaint with it. Pate keeps it on the snap. They were on the two-yard line after the penalty. Pate with the QB keep jukes his way into the end zone, and Northwest has surrendered 6 more points to the Western Panthers. 42-6 our score, with 3:37 to go here in the third quarter. They line up for the point after try. Pape waits for the snap. It's down, and the kick looks good from here. Officials agree. 43-6. 30-second break on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Football Frenzy continues here into the wee hours of your Friday night. Mountie's back out to return the kick after a Western score, aided by a couple penalties. The kickoff runs out of bounds, and we will have no return.
You know, that last extra point, we've mentioned Levi Faldi clearing some holes and stuff, playing some good fullback. Well, Clay Faldi is the kicker, and he's had a couple good-looking boots through these extra points. He's sending them deep under the track. Some nice kickoffs, too. They're just kind of, he's kind of pulling them left.
Yeah,
like
he has
Steve Boyle driver.
You haven't seen me golf, because that'd be looking at the other sideline out there. The right side's in danger when I'm at the tee. I worked out some stuff at the driving range this week, though, so.
Good.
I think I'm going to be back into peak driving shape.
The way this weather's going, you can play into November.
And I intend to fully. 3:22 to go. They'll re-kick this one. Teed up on the 35. Roy Guy has set line up at the 10-yard line to receive the kick. As Faldi measures off his paces. Hand in the air. Approaches. Put the boots to it. Nice line kick. And it's going to roll and just out of bounds at about the 2-yard line. And they'll toss the flag out again.
Rolls out of bounds again.
Another little hook.
That one looked for a moment like it might roll right through the end zone. Just kicked out of bounds there at the end of the momentum.
He's flashing a good leg, though. Some good distance on those.
Yeah. And like you said, his kicks have been no doubters every time. For almost surprised that on the fourth down they didn't just send him out to try a field goal at the end of that possession, but the Western offense likes to stay on the field if they can, apparently.
Yeah, but this is the kind of game where your coach, you might send him out there, let him get an attempt, so you see what you have for future games.
And he'll kick it one more time here. And now you've got Guy at the 20-yard line and the football on the 30. This one's going to hop and skip, and now Guy mishandles it back at the 10, and now he... looking for a space. We get a big block that's going to get a flag down at about the 5, and Guy can't escape the Western kick coverage, and he'll be brought down at the 13-yard line.
Now, maybe I'm missing something, and maybe I missed that too. I felt like number 6 for Northwest, Anthony Hill, had a nice decleating block. And I thought they were face-to-face, but maybe he was turned a little bit and he gets called for it. But I like that one.
The officials calling it close here in the second half. 43-6, and the flag's going to push it all the way back to the six-yard line. Northwest in the shadow of their own goalpost. And they'll need to go 94 yards to pay dirt here should they hope to cut into this Panther lead, 43-6. And there's a handoff on first down to our guy from the backfield for Northwest. And that is Baylor Kearns. He's continued to fight his way through the pile, and looks like he got the football out to about the 15, and then the little extracurricular taunting for Kearns, and that's going to draw a flag out. And that'll get a timeout from the Northwest sideline. We'll take a timeout from the broadcast. 2:46 to go, third quarter. 43-6, Western leads. 1 minute break on K105.3.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes with 2:46 to go. And they walk off the penalty against Northwest. And now we've got it at the 8-yard line.
I think we're getting to that point of the night. It's been kind of a long night with the score the way it is. Tempers are starting to get the best of a couple of the young men out here.
And it's not uncommon to see it get a little chippy when you're facing a deficit like this against a rival. And so the officials are not wrong for tossing a flag out there to maybe take a little steam out of it.
And again, we don't get to see what happened either. Who knows what happened in that pile.
Exactly.
So,
or what he said as he was walking away.
Yeah.
I'm reminded of that scene from Bull Durham. If that phrase were uttered, that'd get me to throw a flag too. Shotgun now for Grabowskis. Second down, they got him at 8 yards. And read option, he keeps it. Nice little run, lost his footing a little bit on a big cut move, and he goes down at the 10, get 2 yards on the play, make it third down at about 6.
And with the Bull Durham reference, we got that in, Ahmad Rashad, and what else?
Ray Guy.
We're one more kind of obscure reference away to... to meeting our quota. 4 is what we shoot for tonight. So, but we do have a running clock, too.
Pitch out this time goes to Hale, and he stays on his feet after a rough tackle, and now we're going to get a flag as he's hit out of bounds at the 5. So right now, exchanging flags virtually every play, but Anthony Hale running to that left sideline, and the defender tried to twist him out of bounds. He didn't go down, and so they took him out of bounds again, and once he was out of bounds, they did throw him to the ground. Again, I don't think it was done intentionally. They're just completing the play, kind of finishing it out.
That's one that you always see again that's iffy. I mean, you're teaching kids to play through the whistle, hit them, you got to take them down. Mm. And, man, when they get near that sideline, you can't hardly blame them for continuing a tackle sometimes. That's a tough one.
And so the officially calling that against Western.
And then once the play was over...
Also, we also had a hold flag against Northwest during the play.
The result of the play will be a first down.
And Steve, I was under the impression here over when you get a 35-point lead or more, it's a running clock. I haven't noticed it running.
Is it
due to the penalties?
Well, I'm curious if maybe it's 40 and we're waiting for 40 points.
That's possible.
But you're right, it has been stopping. But I think it may stop for penalties anyway. And I don't think we've had a play in the last 10 minutes or so that didn't have a penalty attached to it.
I was hoping to be here until Saturday morning, officially.
Yeah.
Any chance we're going to make it to midnight? Or
It doesn't look like it, but if this quarter takes any longer. And I think the officials, you know, it appears they're down in the field conversing with the players and hopefully in an instructional way to kind of say, come on, guys, you know, doing this isn't going to get you it's not going to make the game any closer, committing these fouls, these penalties. And still uncertain they're explaining on the far sideline to Coach Mifsud what the result of that call was. And I always think it's funny when 43-6 lead and you're arguing a call this deep in the opponent's territory.
And here, who knows, maybe he's not arguing, maybe just getting the explanation, because first there was a hold, so they got to take that, and then
right
after that, the unsportsmanlike.
I guess, and it was only by trying to judge his body language from all the way up here, and assuming that he was arguing, because he didn't seem pleased with the explanation. 1:50 on the clock. It is running now again, Brian. At the snap, Grabowski's back to pass, pulls it down to run. He's got a shot at that first down stick. And he's going to come up a little shy of the 30, but what we're going to get is a second down and one. So a nice run there by Grabowski's. The sophomore quarterback here for Northwest, you know, and he's looked much more comfortable on the field than a sophomore usually would at this point. So kudos to him, as he's played a pretty good game so far. Best he can do against this high-powered Western offense and defense. 108 ticking away. Hales in the backfield. And the handoff goes to Cole. And he's going to get the first down distance. They'll whistle it dead with forward motion. He should be at about the 20, or the 31, excuse me. And again, there's nothing that was dirty, but they are really finishing out every play, so everything looks like a little elevated. And you could even see it maybe Cole hoping to get a little additional roughing at the end of the play.
Well, that play made me laugh because about three Western players came out of the pile with their hands up as if saying, not doing anything dirty here, not doing anything dirty. No flags, please.
And there are no flags on the play. 22 seconds left. Clock's running 43-6. And this may be our final play of the quarter. Rolling out and passing. Grabowski's threw it up over Hale. And the defender comes in and sticks him at the end of the play. Incomplete. And with 5 seconds left, the clock keeps running. So it was a running clock. However, with the penalty flags, they stopped it. But we will run out of time on the third quarter. 12 more minutes to play, 43-6 Western lead. We'll take a one-minute break on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at Northwest High School. The surprise location for the second half of our football game after a power outage over at Western High School. 12 minutes on the board, 43-6 our score. The Panthers well in front as we get into the fourth quarter for East Jackson Community Schools. Together we thrive. Grabowski takes the shotgun snap. The screen pass set up, and it looks like it's over to Kearns. He makes the catch, streaks up the sideline. And I couldn't tell where he got pushed out of bounds. Looks like they're going to get it right on the 40-yard line. So it's going to be third down, about one for Northwest. But another chance to move the chains, get a first down going.
Yeah, at this point, the game might be out of hand. But now if you're Northwest, you just got to do something positive so you have a little bit of a good feeling.
And this one's a handoff. Kearns breaks some tackles. Still on his feet. Spins off another one. It takes about five Panthers to bring it to a stop, and he gets to the 50-yard line. Right at midfield, Kearns with a nice run. One of his best runs of the night.
Yeah, he was involved in one of the little scrums where flags were thrown, and I think he's running kind of angry right now.
It suits him. That was a nice strong run. And the Mounties stay on the field, no huddle. Nose of the football on the 50-yard line, first and 10. Kerboskis takes the snap, back to pass, gets time, throws, and nearly intercepted. And that was a near interception. They wanted to get a pick six back in their pocket, and it was Mason Gillespie. We know he's got good hands. We've seen him on offense, and he just dropped that one. It could have been 6 points for Western.
Yeah, he had 50 yards of open field in front of him, and I think maybe that's what he was thinking as he tried to bring that in.
And this time, Grabowskis, read option, hands off to Kearns, and he's off to the races again, to the 30, down to the 20-yard line, and he's wrestled down. Another big run for Kearns. His angry streak is paying off for the Mounties right now. Under 10 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter with a 43-6 score and running clock. But the Mounties are looking to stop the clock by putting some more points up there.
And maybe in bigger news, that's our fourth straight play with no penalty flags. Unofficially.
Unofficially. And Kearns takes the handoff again, cuts it to the outside. And he'll be pulled down, but not before he gets about another 8 yards and is getting close to that Panther 10-yard line. Now in the red zone, and the broadcaster's jinx. The penalty flag out on the field. And that could be a horse collar, could be a face mask. Searching for our white hat official and see what he's got to say for us. Holding against the Mounties. And Kearns coming off the field, jogging, but gingerly.
Angrily jogging.
Angry jog.
Kearns is...
Can you jog angrily?
If you're Kearns.
I thought it would immediately turn into a sprint. Or a stomp. So Kearns will take a break for this play.
It's like he might be dealing with a cramp there.
First down about 14.
First and 14 for the Mounties.
And that's going to be a keep for Grabowskis. He's going to get back to that original line of scrimmage at about the 20.
Grabowskis keeps it up the middle. Get the pass to the original line.
And then he gets second down and 10.
Tackle made there by, again, we'll call him Big Mac, who told me earlier, too, if there's a movie about his life, Kevin James would play him.
Kevin James, nice casting decision. It'd be weird for a high school or student's life to be played by an actor that much older than him, but I think I get where he's going with it. I think it'd be kind of a little bit of a like romantic comedy, and Kevin James has the physical attributes to pull off Big Mac. Rolling out, room to pass. Grabowskis just threw it a little too high for Nastali to get to, and it's incomplete.
I don't know if it's just because it's late night and we've been here for 5 or 6 hours doing this, but the conversation is going to, in my mind, is who's going to play you?
Who would play me?
You know, I have to think about this.
If it was the first time I'd ever thought about it, I'd tell you, I'd be lying. I have thought about it. I think I go Leo DiCaprio. He's got to get a little bit of hair dye. He's got to get to the red beard, but I think he could pull it off. I think he has those acting chops. Or Carrot Top. Some combination of the two.
And there we go, our fourth reference. Carrot Top ends our quota for the night.
Now it's we go into extras. Bonus. 7:40 on the clock, running away here. Fourth down and 10 now for Northwest at the Western 20-yard line. 43-6 Western leads. They led 26-6 at the half. Or excuse me, 29-6 as we came over here to Northwest. Going to the end zone, Grabowskis got a man. Threw his arms, but we get a flag late in the play. And not sure what that's going to be. I didn't see any
have a roughing
Western players back there. It would seem like it'd be a roughing the passer penalty.
I think 72, though, for Northwest does not seem happy.
Too many men on the field, maybe?
Caleb Gatshaw.
I don't know all my signals that much, but it's going to go against Mounties.
I think they did call some kind of unsportsmanlike against Western. I'm guessing whoever did that to Caleb Gatshaw because he came off the field in an angry jog.
You've invented the term angry jog.
Hey, I saw him jogging and I saw him angry. Together, that's an angry jog. Don't care what you say.
7:16 to go here, clock stop. As I think the penalty's declined and Western will take over possession at the 10-yard line. 90 yards to cover here for the Panther offense. They're certainly capable of that.
Steve, I think Northwest is going to keep the ball here. I think that penalty puts it first and goal to the 10.
So it did go against Western.
Or am I wrong? It's a lot of people coming in and off the field for both teams.
And so now everybody's leaving.
Yeah.
Do we get a Northwest timeout? Now Coach Grabowskis is telling everybody to go back out. I felt bad at first because I was uncertain what was going on. Now I don't feel bad because no one else seems to know either.
Yeah.
The Northwest offense went back out on the field. It does appear the penalty went against Western. Some banter coming from the Northwest faithful. Northwest Mountie Nation. And now we're getting the explanation for Coach Grabowskis from the officials.
It's kind of a bizarre last 45 real-time seconds. Nobody seems to know
what's
going on.
Let's be honest. This has been bizarre going back to somewhere in the last half of the second quarter.
This is more bizarre than if you and I hung out maybe after the game at Claybon's with Ahmad Rashad and Carrot Top.
I'll make some calls.
You're in the entertainment business.
I have some connections. I know GOC, and he knows people.
He does know people.
All right, so Western football, I was right. Turnover on downs. Western's got it at the 10-yard line. And now, do we get a timeout?
Well, I think the Northwest coach is wondering what I'm wondering. They signaled as an unsportsmanlike penalty against Western, which would have been a first down, yet now they're giving the ball to Western, so I don't know what happened.
Let's take a 30-second commercial break, and we'll come back and hopefully have it sorted out on
K105.3. We now return to high school football on
K105.3. 7:16 to go. It is Western football. Tyler Pape on the field, and three wide receivers at the 10-yard line. I'm not going to try to figure out why it got there or how. I just know he just handed the football off. And cloud of dust at the 10-yard line. And it'll be second down at about 9.5.
So on this beautiful turf, can we call that a cloud of dust?
There's...
Well, everybody...
The dust came from somewhere. I couldn't tell you where. 6:46 and the clock's running here in the fourth quarter. Pape in the shotgun. Runner in motion takes the sweep, cuts up the middle. He's got some room to run and some wheels. Getting out to the sideline, 30, 40-yard line before he is forced out of bounds. On the carry, Cole Sharp. He's a junior running back, linebacker, and the backup quarterback.
We haven't really mentioned Cole's name, but, boy, looking at those wheels, maybe we'll be mentioning it more.
We'll see if he gets some more opportunity here with a 43-6 lead and just 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter of what could only be described as an odd night. Our fourth quarter brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools. In motion again, this time the handoff breaking through the line. Big run over the 50-yard line and into Northwest territory. On the carry this time is Ian Devine. And Western continues to move the football. Give some of these other players an opportunity.
Yeah, when you're a high school kid, you don't really care what the score is. When you get your first carry of the game, you're ready to go.
You're ready. Pape still in there at quarterback. In motion is Colgan. He takes the handoff, slices through off tackle, inside the 45 to about the 44. And again, that was Cole Sharp.
Kind of got to hand it to the fans here tonight. I haven't seen anybody really leave. Still a big student section for Northwest.
Anthony Cole on the stop for the Lions.
Anthony Cole stopping Cole Sharp.
We'll bring up second and five.
Is there a kid with a first name Sharp?
From the Northwest.
Let's see how long that chain going. Pape takes a snap, give is to Devine again. And a nice tackle there. He's going to get a couple yards. But Anthony Cole brings him down short of the 40-yard line, making the third down at about 4 yards. They need to get to the 39. 4:35 left here, and if Western continues to eat up some yards on the ground, they could kill this last few minutes off the clock. Take us home. Shotgun for Pate. Runner in motion. And the give goes to Devine again. And he heads upfield. And he's down at the 35. That'll move the chains. Ethan DeLay sighting on the field. They bring in a new left guard. Senior Ethan DeLay. .350 to go in this one.
Ryan Dawkins on the stop for
nine. They break the huddle. Pape with three wide receivers. Cole Sharp in motion. He takes the give around the right side. Turns it upfield. He's going to get down to about the 30. Before he stopped. But another 5 yards-ish on the carry for Sharp. And the ball keeps moving, the clock keeps running. 3:21, 43-6 in the fourth quarter for East Jackson Community Schools. Together we thrive. Shout out to Steve Dorr, Jeff Punches, and the whole crew over there at East Jackson.
Joel Cook.
Indeed.
Principal Cook.
Principal Cook.
Ray Hill, golf coach.
Out of the shotgun, there's another give to Devine up the middle. Barrels over a defender. And he's going to be close to another first down. Ian Devine is showing a little bit of power with his run game. He's a senior running back and defensive back. Running through that hole opened up by Ethan DeLay and that offensive line.
Both schools still playing hard.
Northwest 2.5 left.
Trying to keep them out of the end zone.
Hunter Goldie, the center here for Western, breaks the huddle. First snap goes to Pape. He gives it to Cole Sharp. Dodges a couple defenders in the backfield. He's going to turn it into a gain and take it down to about the 20-yard line before he's ripped down. But that will move the chains again, and the clock continues to run down to 2:05 as the Panthers' drive continues.
Cole Sharp on the carry again for Panthers. Stopped by number 60, Avery Fisher for the Mountains.
Well, whatever happens this last minute 50, Steve, I think we're going to remember this one for...
I think there will be a time when we're telling stories up here in the broadcast booth about the time we did a game in two different places the same night. Pape takes the give, goes to Devine. He cuts up the middle, and he's down inside of the 10. But a flag did come out early in the play, so it could be an offside, could be a false start.
Illegal procedure,
and that will go against Western. Minute 34, clock stops with the penalty. Stay tuned for the post game. We'll give you our player of the game. Set things up for our next broadcast. Pape takes the snap, gives to Devine again, moves up the right side, now cuts back to the middle. Still on his feet down to the 15. Inside the 15, down to the 13 before he stopped. So on a second down at about 15. He got almost all of it. Second down and 2 from the 13-yard line.
Yeah, this is a case where Western, I mean, they're being good sports. They're handing the ball off. Now it's up to Northwest D to stop them.
Another handoff on the jet sweep, turn it upfield. Hit and brought down for no gain. On the carry for Western that time was Dejani Dale, senior wide receiver.
Jacob Cook.
And now the Northwest student section starts to depart with 28 seconds to go. And I'm not sure the Panthers will even run another play here. 18 seconds.
That might be it. Students headed toward Clavon's to celebrate.
Run into Clavon's, because you got to get over there first.
You do.
Or you won't get a seat. And that's going to do it on the game. 43-6, our final here at Northwest. Thanks to anybody who's still listening, who started listening when the game was at Western. 43-6, our final. Let's go to a two-minute break here in the postgame. We'll come back and look at stats. We'll get some Tri-County out-of-town scores. And then we'll set things up for our next broadcast. 43-6, our final. Fourth quarter brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools. Back after the break on K105.3.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, our final here at Northwest High School, 43-6. The Mounties, without expecting to, have their the debut of action on the brand new football surface, and it turns into a 43-6 loss. And huge play. As soon as we got here, the first play from scrimmage, Western goes to the air, and it's a touchdown pass to Landon French, and they never looked back from there.
Yeah, that 60-yarder. But I still think back over at Western was where the game was really decided. I know early in the second quarter, Western's up 7-0, and Connor Rahm from Northwest has a big 85-yard pick six to make it 7-6. But, boy, that last 2 minutes and maybe 30 seconds of the quarter is when Western scored two touchdowns that just really opened it up. Both Gillespie catches from Pape. So you know, the games really turn sometimes at different points. That was the point of the game where we could see it turn in Western's favor.
Yeah, and they just, again, they seized control, and they did it with the offense. The defense was not bad, but the offense just outshined them today with big play after big play, and I think our player of the game is going to be Tyler Pape, because he scored the points for all over the place. What do you think? He had 5 passing touchdowns and 1 run. Also, he had all the points for Northwest throwing the pick six. So he was the offense for both.
He was responsible for everything.
But no,
he
really
did. Landon French. Didn't Landon French? No, he did everything.
But Pape was clearly in control, and I was impressed by his arm. The mistake aside, what he did do is make throws on target over and over again. Deep throws, too.
He did. And you know, it's kind of a chicken and the egg thing. I mean, we talked about their balance. Are you here to stop Pape? And then that opens up the running game. I know a lot of times the running game opens up the passing game. You know, I don't know what Northwest came in here looking to stop today, but they had a hard time stopping either, to be honest.
Yeah, and like you said, pick your poison. Are you going to get burned? Maybe if you hold them, if you try to stop Pape through the air and you hope the running game takes longer so they don't score as many points. I mean, that's how good the offense looked tonight. And Western will move on and get their first conference win tonight. That puts them at 2-1 now overall and 1-1 in the Interstate 8 Conference. Their next game is Friday on the road at BC Harper Creek. That's a game where Western will be a favorite to win on the road. Meanwhile, Northwest now 1-2 on the year, also 1-1 in the league, and they've got a tough one looming next week here again at Northwest High School with Lumen Christi. And you'll be able to hear that game at 970 AM, 101.5 FM with Greg O'Connor, Tom Ratchford.
Their second debut.
Their first full game debut.
That's true.
But, yeah, the field looks beautiful. If you've been hearing about it, they actually had a little delay. So their first game this year that would have been here against Eaton Rapids, they had it at Eaton Rapids. So they'll have their first full game here next week with Lumen Christi in town to take on the Northwest Mounties. Our next broadcast is Friday, a week from today, Napoleon at Vandercook Lake. At least that's where we'll start the game. And you can tune it in here at K105.3. Any last thoughts, Brian, our player of the game, Tyler Pape?
Yeah, again, boy, we've seen now this a couple weeks where, you know, we haven't talked much about the Western line, but, boy, that was a dominating performance, too. They gave Pape time to throw and holes to run through, and got to give those guys some credit too.
For sure. I mean, and it all starts with Big Mac and works from there.
That's true.
We appreciate him for sharing some of those insights with us, and for being the name that we had to ask about before we started the game. How do you say Mackinich? That's what we came up with. Thanks for staying out extra late tonight, Brian. I do owe a big thank you to Mike Reed in studio. He had an extra long night tonight, too. I've been working since 6 a.m. I think I got a cold one at home waiting, and we're going to wrap up this broadcast and get going. For Brian Haynes, I'm Steve Boyle. Thanks to Mike Reed in studio, and we'll talk to you next Friday.